You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Indian government on Friday extended the deadline for filing GST returns for the month of September by a day to October 21st, the CBIC said. On Thursday, taxpayers faced a slow functioning of the GST portal, which was the last date for filing monthly GST returns for some taxpayers. Following that, the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs had said that an extension of the due date was being considered. The GST Implementation Committee of GST Council has approved extension of the due date of filing GSTR 3B return for the month of September 2022 for the monthly filers from 20th October 2022 to 21st October 2022, the CBIC tweeted on Friday. Meanwhile, DCX Systems, a manufacturer of cables and wire harness assemblies, on Friday announced a price band of Rs 197 to Rs 207 per share for its Rs 500 crore initial public offering. The initial share sale will open for public subscription on October 31st and conclude on November 2nd, the company said, reported PTI. The company has cut the size of its fresh issue of equity shares to Rs 400 crore from Rs 500 crore planned earlier. Apart from the fresh issue, the IPO comprises an offer for sale of equity shares to the tune of up to Rs 100 crore by promoters, NCBG Holdings Inc. and VNG Technology. The company proposes to utilize the net proceeds from the fresh issue towards debt payment, funding working capital requirements, investment in its wholly owned subsidiary Ranel Advanced Systems, fund its capital expenditure expenses and general corporate purposes. Moving on, Twitter Inc. on Thursday clarified to staff that there are no plans for company-wide layoffs since it signed a deal to be acquired by billionaire Elon Musk after a media outlet reported that Musk is considering layoffs at the company. According to Reuters' report, Twitter General Counsel Sean Edgett emailed employees on Thursday saying the company does not plan layoffs, according to a source who viewed the email. The Washington Post reported earlier on Thursday that Elon Musk told prospective investors in his deal to buy Twitter that he planned to get rid of nearly 75% of the company's 7,500 workers, citing interviews and documents. The job cuts are expected in the coming months, no matter who owns the company, according to the Washington Post report. Over to market. The total trade volume of Indian Energy Exchange dipped over 11% to 23.1 billion units in the July-September quarter compared to the year-ago period due to supply-side constraints. The total trade volume of IEX was 26 billion units in July-September 2021, a company statement showed. It said, during the quarter, the exchange traded 23.1 BU electricity volume versus 23.4 BU in quarter 1 FY23. The volume comprised 19.7 BU in the conventional power market, 1.5 BU in the green market segment, and 19.14 lakh certificates in the renewable energy certificates market, which is equivalent to 1.9 BU. During the quarter, the volumes declined by 11% year-on-year as compared to quarter 2 FY22, it stated. However, it said that during H1 FY23, the volumes declined marginally by 2% year-on-year. In other news, private sector lender IndusInd Bank launched a 4G soundbox that provides instant voice-based payment alert to help merchants with instant confirmation of the digital payment. This will be especially useful for merchants who run a physical store like a kirana shop or a retail store and have started using online payments. The soundbox has a dedicated 4G SIM slot compatible across networks for data connectivity. With the proposition of 4G soundbox, IndusInd Bank aims to extend its reach in digital payments, said the company's statement. The IndusInd Bank soundbox will be made available in 11 vernacular languages to notify the merchant every time a customer makes a payment. This soundbox uses 2,600 mAh battery and can give 3,000 voice payments confirmation on a single charge. Next up, some good news for tech lovers. Redmi Note 12 series is set to launch later this month. The company has confirmed the launch of the new Note series smartphones in China via Chinese microblogging website Weibo. While the launch post of the series does not reveal the launch date, but it reads "See you this month," which means the phone is coming later this month. The sales are expected to begin on November 11th. The launch poster also mentions that there will be two firsts this time. This will most likely be the MediaTek Dimensity 1080 SoC and the fast charging. And lastly, the stock market. Indian equity markets ended in green on a flat note on high volatility as weak global cues amid escalating crisis in Ukraine weighed on investor sentiment. BSE Sensex ended at 59,307, up 104 points or 0.18%, while the broader NSE Nifty 50 closed at 17,576, up 12 points or 0.07%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.